Good morning, everyone. I think we'll try to get started. I'm Jennifer Summers. I'm the Director of Government Affairs for CenturyLink and the current chair of the Utah Taxpayers Association Board. I'd like to welcome President Adams, Speaker Wilson, and all the legislators and other elected officials that are here today. I have the pleasure of introducing Governor Gary R. Herbert to you this morning. By way of providing a little context, I should mention that I worked with the governor's chief of staff, Justin Harding, for many years back in D.C., and my husband also worked for the governor for 8 years. So given that background, I feel I can deviate a bit from the governor's standard bio from his website. Also, my position as chair is voluntary, so it's not like Howard can fire me. I'd like to give you a few numbers. Governor Herbert has been governor for 10 years, 4 months, and 27 days as of yesterday. He was lieutenant governor for 4 years, 7 months, and 8 days before becoming governor, and was a Utah County Commissioner for 14 years before that. So if you still need a basic intro to the governor, you probably should start getting out more. During Governor Herbert's tenure as governor, the legislature has passed 5,190 bills, including the most recent bill they passed on December 12th, the tax restructuring revisions, which I'm sure we'll hear a lot about today. Governor Herbert has vetoed 26 of those 5,190 bills. This is a relatively low percentage of vetoes, and it's indicative of the governor's collaborative relationship with the legislature, which is a benefit to our state. That said, since this is the governor's last general session, maybe he could veto a few extra bills just for kicks, go out with a bang. None of the bills from the legislators in this room, though, of course. Given his long tenure in office, those 5,190 bills he's reviewed, and the sheer breadth of issues that have crossed his desk, I am confident there have been times when each of us in this audience has agreed with the governor, and times when we have disagreed with him, maybe strongly. But I'm also confident that most, if not all of us, have never doubted that Governor Herbert's heart was in the right place and that he was doing what he believed would be best for our state. And perhaps that is one of the best things we can ask for in an elected official. So thank you, Governor, for the service to our state and for being willing to take time out of your busy schedule today to be here with us. We'll now be pleased to hear from Utah's 17th Governor, Gary R. Herbert.